Okay, and we're going to wrap up the Sunday games with the Broncos and Chiefs, starting with the Broncos production. Ooh, rare Kenny Young in the wild sighting. Kenny Young, lead producer, 9 combined tackles, 5 of them solo. Kenny Young was in for 79% of snaps inside linebacker. Baron Browning, 100% of snaps inside linebacker. 8 combined tackles, 7 of them solo. Baron Browning remains the better option by quite a bit. Deshaun Williams, 6 combined tackles, only 1 of them solo, 1 pass defense on the day. What the hell is a Deshaun Williams? Looks like it's a backup defensive tackle. Excuse me, a starting defensive tackle that only played 44% of snaps. We can absolutely ignore that. I didn't know that that was a person that existed until just now. Draymond Jones landed a sack. I know we can ignore that. Let's see. Where was Mr. Draymond Jones? Yeah, defensive end, 3-4 defensive end, 58% of snaps. Yeah, he's not going to be productive enough, often enough for that to be worth our time. So we can skip that. Malik Reed, poopy game, just 4 combined tackles, 2 of them solo. He did play 79% of snaps, though. Bradley Chubb, second game back. Let's see how much he played. 67%, so it's going up. That's about 20% up from last week, so that's heading in the right direction. 3 combined tackles, 2 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss. That's good to see. We're getting him back just in time for playoffs. That's excellent. The production ain't there yet, but we do know it's coming. After that, Justin Simmons, poopy game, just 2 solo tackles on the day. He did play 100% of snaps, and he's been red hot recently, so we can let him have his down week. Kareem Jackson, just 2 combined tackles, 1 of them solo. He was in for 96% of snaps. That's a poopy game for him. Patrick Surtain saved his week with a pick, 1 tackle assist, 1 pass defense, 1 pick. Surtain was in for 100% of snaps. And Ronald Darby, just 2 solo tackles. Not a lot of offense in this game. Somewhat surprising with the Chiefs being pretty red hot recently. So streaming corner was not great, but Darby played 100% of snaps, so he's the other option besides Surtain. Not much change there. So that's the Broncos. Nothing new. Add Bradley Chubb if you were scared to last week. The playing time's heading in the right direction. The production ain't far behind it. Just remember, he's an outside linebacker pass rush guy, so that tackle floor is never going to be there. He's basically sack play or splash play dependent always. But in certain places, he makes a lot of sense. You know, sleeper, Fantrax, ESPN, any edge designation, IDP flex spot, LB5-6 in much deeper leagues, that type of thing. Those places are perfect for him. So if he's out there and you need him, go grab him. It's looking like it's going to be good in a week or two here. So that's the Broncos. Chiefs, Tyrann Mathieu led the way, 9 combined tackles, 7 of them solo, 1 QB hit. He played 100% of snaps as usual. Chevarius Ward, rare good game, 8 combined tackles, 5 of them solo, 1 pass defense, 100% of snaps. Willie Gay, rare good game. Willie Gay was in for just 61% of snaps, but had 8 combined tackles, half a sack, a tackle for loss, a pass defense, and a QB hit. Such a waste. He only played 61%. Nick Bolton only played 29%. Instead, they're giving snaps to guys like Hitchens, Ben Niemann, guys of that ilk. So unfortunate, but true. So while that's a great stat line for Gay, I still don't trust it at all. I would suggest you that you don't trust it either. Juan Thornhill, finally a good game. 6 combined tackles, 4 of them solo. 1 pass defense, 1 interception, 88% of snaps played. Jaron Reed, okay game. As the other defensive tackle besides Chris Jones here, 57% of snaps played. We can ignore Niemann. We can ignore Hitchens. No one likes them. No one wants to play them. L'Jarius Sneed, down week. Melvin Ingram, half a sack. That's nice. He did something. He only played 53% of snaps, though, and I don't think I've said his name out loud this year, so we can ignore that. Nick Bolton, poopy game. Daniel Sorensen, pick 6. Sorensen only played 51% of snaps, though, so we can ignore that. Chris Jones, actually, an acceptable game, despite no sacks. Two tackle assists, two pass defense, one QB hits. So that's 6, 8, 9 points in most of my leagues. For a non-splash play game, that's okay. 66% of snaps played. Frank Clark, nothing, as is tradition. Clark was in for 62% of snaps. And that's everyone of note. Playing time things of interest here. The inside linebackers are still a gigantic mess. Sorensen kind of crawled out of the grave and got some snaps this week with 51%. And that's about it. Everything else is business as usual for the Chiefs. No new moves, no waiver wire moves, nothing like that. But productive game for this defense. So that's what we got. That's the Chiefs. That's the Broncos. That was week 13.